All right, well, speaking of pensioners, people who are on the low end of the income scale and sometimes have difficulties, our next guest, it is very appropriate that we're talking to him. His name is Mark Prido. He is a disability pensioner. He joins us now. Mark, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Now, I understand you're having difficulties accessing your pension. What's happened?
Well, what's happened is it's Thursday and tomorrow's... and so I can't get no money at the bank till... till Monday.
Because tomorrow's a public holiday.
Tomorrow's a public holiday. So how am I meant to... So I've got to go 4 days without no money.
Now, do you not have an ATM card so you can just go to an automatic teller?
No, I only have a bank book card.
So you have to go into a physical bank branch to get money out?
Yes.
And they're all going to be... And your pension doesn't go into your account till tonight?
No, that's right. So, and all the banks are closed, so I've got to go 4 days with no money.
What would you say to Daniel Andrews, the Premier, who ordered this holiday?
Well, I'd like to say, well, I've got to go 4 days with no money, and I've got no food, I've got no money, and, you know, what am I meant to do?
What are you going to do, Mark?
Well, what can I do? I've got no money for 4 days because I went to the bank today. I thought my money would have went in my bank account today. And, you know, what am I meant to do?
Have you got any friends or relatives you could stay with over the weekend who might be able to help you?
No, I haven't. I live by myself and I've got my neighbour and she can't help my aunt. But I've got no money there and... And because it's a public holiday tomorrow, and that's when my money goes in, and I can't get money out till Monday.
All right, Mark.
So I've got to go 4 days without money.
Well, Mark, if we can get you some help, we'll try and do that. Mark Prido there, disability pensioner, banks the old-fashioned way, goes into the branch with his passbook. He obviously lives from welfare check to welfare check. The money, his latest check, goes into his account tonight. He needs it tomorrow, but guess what? The banks are all closed. Something we might call the law of unintended consequences here.